Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine, Brian Therapeutics and Nitric Oxide, and UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader. We got a couple of business superstars here with me. John Berryhill is a healthcare entrepreneur. He's the CEO of B&B Health Services. He's a law and U.S. Army combat veteran background. He'll be joining me, along with returning Michael Falquist. He's the CEO and founder of Think Plus Energy, a leading clean environment and energy cost-saving company. And the sports doctor's in. Some emails. Hey, John Berryhill, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Awesome. Glad to be here, Dr. Bob.
You know, John, I wanted you to give us some background on you and the world of healthcare. I know you're the founder, the CEO of the B&B Health Services. There's so much attention today. Good luck to us in the healthcare. So give us some background on you and that area leading to your other 40 businesses.
Yeah, so, you know, leaving the military. You know, I got banged up, you know, was deployed. I was an infantry sergeant, got into law enforcement, lost a few friends. So decided to get in to become an entrepreneur. I played some college football also and got banged up. So I had been seeing an orthopedic surgeon pretty regularly. Well, that's what got me into medical sales. I don't come from, you know, a successful entrepreneurs or anything like that. My mom and dad from a broken home.
Yeah, but you do include orthotics. So you're already ahead of the game.
That's right.
Well, where'd you play college football?
I played at University of North Alabama.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a Louisville grad. So you know, it's always fun regarding following the team. So again, that background, you know, your narcotics background, your combat veteran law, gave you, you know, tremendous experience in so many different lifestyles and areas that had to make a difference when you decided to pay attention, throw your hat in the ring of healthcare.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, I sure did, and enjoyed it. You know, once I got into medical sales, I decided to start my own company, and I did that in 2008, and sold my first company to a large healthcare operation out of San Diego, California, in 2009. So I've been in business almost 2 years. We started in like February of 2008. We sold the latter part of 2009.
What type of medical equipment, John, did you deal with just in general?
Orthopedic bracing, a lot of podiatry stuff as well. The ACL knee braces, we did bone growth stimulators, neuromuscular stimulators, a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, well, here's my pearl for the day for you, John, which is in all my decades of sports podiatry. You know, you remember the Super Bowl shuffle, don't you, John?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, five of them were in my orthotics.
or
I'm watching McEnroe yesterday, man. The man seems like 67 years old. He was a 20-year-old punk when we saw him coming to town. And, you know, what's interesting is again, the orthopedic world, and as a foot specialist, especially with females, half the patients I've seen over the years are knee trouble because of that relationship between foot mechanics. And many times the areas, there's still 5-to-1 ACL injuries, females to males. Isn't there, Professor?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. So the ability of many times, you know, using some of the different the braces And, you know, now, you and I are both involved with this great organization, That One Organization. I know you're one of the founding individuals, and, you know, with the podcasting and the tremendous attention, again, to longevity, functional medicine. You know, years ago when I would talk, I had Eastern and Western people on for decades, and they'd use the term alternative medicine.
Yeah.
And then my namesake, John, Dr. Andrew Weil, said, hey, what about complementary? All of a sudden, nobody, we were able to stop arguing. But, you know, the tremendous emphasis of Eastern cultures and holistic medicine, the tremendous difference it's made, and the big deal on the mental side of things. And that's
yes.
where your background, you know, with the training, the discipline, those kinds of things can make a tremendous difference in the world of addiction. You know, in professional sports, if you did medical marijuana, every athlete I knew included it to help them
yes.
sleep, to deal with pain, and they throw you out of the league if they caught you, and they give you a prescription for opioids. That's why the attention. You know, we had some of our friends, the Lollies, on the biohacking 5 years ago. Nobody knew how to spell it, let alone you know what it meant. So lifestyle medicine, and this is why I include big time, John. I call it the new medicine. Very simple.
Yes.
Number one, eat smarter. We could do 5 shows on that together. Number two, keep moving. We could do another 5 shows with the choices there. And number three is a big one, which is reducing stress. And,
yeah.
and how have you found the mental game in the interaction, the collaboration of individuals in your particular background that has allowed you to you know, be as successful as you've been? What have been some of the bullet points you've paid attention to?
You know, exactly what you're saying is, you know, but also your home life. You know, it's anyone can go out and have a successful life in the business world, but then come home to a wreck. I wanted to change that because that's how my path
Big
was
point.
Going.
That is a huge point with all so many of the experts around the world. And many times when I say how we're doing, they roll their eyes. But this very, very big point is that cooperation necessary. I call it parent, coach, kid, doctor, and the mixture of all of this in between when it comes to that mental side of things. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so my wife's my biggest supporter. We've been married for 30 years, my high school sweetheart, my kids. You know, so my home life is awesome. I love to go home. I love to be at home. I love to be with my children. And it just bleeds out into my businesses. You know, the book I'm releasing, Warrior to Wealth, you know, it talks about all that. It talks about my failures.
Great title. Great title.
Yeah.
Great title. It means exactly, you know, what it says. And again, you know, it's interesting. A few months ago, I had on from the Netherlands a Taoist therapist talking about the Tao, you know, the 2,500-year-old principles of life. And he was talking about how it was as relevant today in the boardroom or in the training room as it was 2,500 years ago, words like simplicity and compassion and trying to be able to include them in whatever the, because the pressure between the pandemic and social media, good luck to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? What's the best place people could find out about you and your work, John? What's the website people could find?
So they can go to my website, johnberryhill.com. That's johnberryhill.com. They can also email me at john@johnberryhill.com. And I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. They may see some real estate stuff. They may see healthcare stuff because I own multiple companies in real estate, healthcare, and government contracting.
Yeah.
But
well, you know what's interesting is, again, is the, you know, because people ask me all the time, what is this financial person doing on the sports doctor? And I say because either number one, he's trying to afford his kids' traveling teams and elite sports teams, or number two, he's trying to stick to his diet, or he's trying to, you know, prevent his parents from falling. So in many instances,
right.
and successful individuals make a difference. And this is why we like to include as many as we can when, again, we're talking about whether it's the environment, whether it's, again, that new medicine. You know, there's so much misinformation out there. Boy, I'll tell you, every time I talk to people who are dealing with these areas, I always ask them, John, what I'm going to ask you, which is, how's your sports psychology skills, my friend?
Yeah, exactly. My son played college ball, and he had a sports, you know, coach, a mind coach, and he talked to him every week, you know, and just a
excellent.
You know, having a healthy mindset is key to having a good, healthy, balanced lifestyle. Instead of focusing on the problem, focus on the solution.
Or high performance
outcome.
Or
absolutely.
My figure skaters, yes, I just celebrated my latest gold medalist on the Olympic USA team. He was 12 years old when I put orthotics in his skates.
Awesome.
I'm talking about Danny O'Shea. He turned 35, but they won the gold medal. And when you're talking about the more talented your son or daughter, the more the pressure builds. You know, I've spoken to many kids where 50% of them, teenagers, playing various sports, half of them were living on Advil or other medicines because of the overkill, the overdue.
Yeah.
You know, one of my common guests, the Yankees physician, and Dr. Chris Ahmad, was just talking a lot about Tommy John because he was so involved in that elbow surgery and whatever, and he just passed away. 30-40% of the Tommy John surgery today is on teenagers. So the pressure on these kids, both physically and mentally, we try to, again, pay an awful lot of attention to. And many times, again, you're dealing with parents, the overzealous parent on the sidelines, the idiot coach with all this overkill. This is why I co-authored the book, John, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. The sequel will include hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents.
Yeah, there you go.
And
speaking
and
of Tommy John, I used to do a lot of business with Dr. Jenny Andrews, and he was such a big he does not like little league sports because of that. Because
well,
he said
it's a challenge, and you're watching Little League World Series on TV. Now, there's a lot of stuff about that. Although I got to tell you a funny thing, John, 25, 30 years ago, I had many guests on from Little League, and they woke up and they said, holy cow, 35, 40% of these kids are not re-signing. And the point was, because of this ridiculous pressure on so many areas, whether it was to win or overzealous coaches or crazy parents, they learned a big lesson. But the Little League World Series and the youth sports is a huge topic on the Sports Doctor. Whether we're dealing with what I call the prodigy sports, when we have a youngster and he wants to specialize, or she does. She's a gymnast. She's a now tennis, soccer, again, figure skating, where you have a 12-year-old and everybody tells him, we want you to play multiple sports. You know, use different parts of the body. That's what we want. That's great, unless you're a figure skater. So a lot of challenges on the mental side of getting these people to communicate, collaborate when we're dealing with these serious kids, let alone now that you have transfer portals and sports gambling. Boy, oh boy, good luck to us.
Yeah, that's right.
Really, man, good luck in that regard. And the so the mixture of businesses like we're talking about are so important. What are some of the bullet points before we run out of time that you're paying attention to with the B&B Health Services?
So we focus a lot on non-opioid medical devices, which is we focus on a lot of biohacking devices, such as infrared, pulse electric, magnetic frequencies, and all kinds of different devices.
Ultrasound
devices.
Very big. Bob Guida, the late great sports therapist, was doing vibrational medicine when I met him in the late 70s. Deep massage, and again, the far infrared, the magnetic companies, and the idea of controlling the temperature of tissues is a big deal. And it's great to see the exuberance, again, in natural medicine. Wouldn't you say, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
How have you found the cooperation? Good luck in the medical. You know, I knew we'd run out of time with you. I'll have you back. Give me again where people could find out about you and your great work, John.
johnberryhill.com, or they can email me, john@johnberryhill.com. And again, that's johnberryhill. And I'm on all the social media platforms.
Yeah, I meet you in the middle, man. We meet you with that one.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, John. Thank you so much for joining me. I knew the time would fly. And
thanks for having me,
hold
Dr.
on.
Bob.
Hold on. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I want to welcome back Michael Falquist. He is the CEO founder of Think Plus Energy, leading clean environment and energy cost-saving company. My gosh, with the data centers and whatever, what's more in the news than energy? Michael Falquist, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, happy to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Great. A couple of shout-outs for Charla and Kelly, who are the business side of Think Plus, who have joined me in the past. Michael, your background, the whole world of energy, give us some quickie background on you, the world of energy leading to what you're doing with Think Plus.
Yeah, I mean, my background, I've been fortunate to be around the energy industry for over 20 years. I started on the wholesale side. Worked my way to the retail side, have, you know, been founder, built multiple companies, serving millions of customers. So seeing this energy industry from lots of different angles, what's happening now is, you know, something I've never seen before in my career. And,
chaos. You've got to put on your cape and come to the rescue. Because the challenge for our environment and the tensions that are involved. You mentioned last time we were on, when we talked about multi-level marketing, you said, you know, it's all about the product. And you were talking about, again, the importance of clean energy. And the chaos I just mentioned was what's going on today with AI on the left and data centers in the middle and batteries, you know, and all of this stuff. How are you coming to the rescue, my friend?
Yeah, what's amazing.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, exactly. What's amazing is what's coming that people don't even understand yet, right? People only see what's in front of them. And they see, you know, bills in Chicago have gone up, you know, meaningfully over the last couple of years. But what's coming over the next 3 to 5 years is something even greater in terms of price increases, because you have...
Yeah, but you guys are champions, like my friend Don Wirth, who I've known for years, who introduced me to you. You guys are champions of solar energy.
Solar farms. So we definitely have community solar farms.
In this day and age, it's such a big deal to me, the environmental side and the clean energy side. I had never even heard of solar farms a year or so ago.
I mean, so there's a couple solutions to help people, right? Community solar is a program that exists in Illinois. Customers effectively subscribe to a clean energy farm, a community solar farm, and they get bill credit savings on their bill. Our most recent product we launched is a battery product in that market. So we put a battery on a customer's home, and then the customer, that battery effectively becomes a grid asset to help balance the grid.
Right now on the news, the grid in Indiana with people without power and all of these kinds of challenges. Last year, Texas, you know, and everything fell apart with the super cold. So the grid, the ability of taking a new age approach, let alone clean, is again what I find very special about Think Plus Energy. Expand on that, because it's such a big deal, so that your power doesn't go out because of overkill.
Yeah, what's happening on the market with supply and demand and the increasing demand due to data centers, right? Prices are going up. Right. That's a trend that is a mega trend that's happening. What the batteries allow us to do as a company is to unlock two sources of value for that consumer. One is savings on their electric bill. And then number two is backup power to deal with these everyday outages that are happening more and more frequently
Chicago market. It's such a huge point. Let alone to try to mix it in with clean energy, even though it's a drill baby drill and everything else that's really against everything so much of what clean energy stands for, is an incredible challenge on top of all of this other stuff. But the ability to have a backup when we see what's going on, as well as the ability, again, like we had said, the whole data center, which, you know, comes into community and uses up 90% of the electricity. And the rest of the resources. And I know you made a big deal. We talked about it. How did you elect multi-level marketing as being one of the real vehicles that you guys felt could really make a difference? I mean, it's got such a tremendous history in so many ways, good and bad. How did you mix that in?
Yeah, so if you think about our battery product, right, it's new to the market. It's something that people will have questions about and need to understand. It's got a great value proposition, right? Savings.
Word of mouth, right? The old relationship building, which
to answer questions. You're a trusted voice. So network marketing, again, back to when you have great products, network marketing is the great channel for it. And for our products, which are, again, people will have questions, if you're going to put a battery in my home, what does that mean? Network marketing is the perfect channel to be able to educate consumers about, because it's really not selling, it's about educating. You're educating a consumer that, hey, prices are going up. I have the ability to save money versus ComEd for the next 15 years.
Yeah, and you mix that in with that there was an Amway salesman on every other block. You know, in some ways or another. So there was a reputation that was an interesting challenge. for the industry. And we were very involved in some way, shape, or form in the health and wellness part of Nikken out of Japan with their magnets and their far infrared materials that made such a difference in health. And now it's become, again, such a big deal. So, again, whether we're talking on the left, somebody being able to save money in English with their electric bill, or on the right, being on the side of clean energy and an environment that we're all breathing air. You know, we had times in Chicago you couldn't walk outside with some of the different, with the fires and all of these other things that have been going on, let alone what the idea, again, of the energy side of things. And then the business model, I guess that's where we really come in with your associates, Charla and Kelly, with this that re-education of multi-level marketing.
Yep. It's at the end of the day, with how we go to market and Think Plus, you are helping people save money on a bill they pay every single day. And to the point about community solar, right? Community solar customers are getting a discount on their electric bill for the next 20 years simply by enrolling in a community solar project in their local community, supporting
clean energy. How do you feel about the data center concept? Is this something that, holy cow, we should be collaborating to help, blah, 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 and vice versa, educating? Or, holy cow, what a new particular challenge or adversary. What are your thoughts on that? Because you can't turn around for 2 minutes without reading about it or hearing about it.
I think it's an undeniable trend in our market, right? Here, data
centers,
AI. And
we should make it an advantage. There's got to be a way to make it an advantage without putting it in your backyard, right?
I guess the way I think about it is, I loved how you used the word chaos earlier. Like, to me, data centers are creating chaos, and chaos creates opportunity.
And that's before you use the word politics.
but that's the opportunity, right? Is like,
yes, it is.
You have this.
Well, that's why I'm a fan of what you're doing, because again, I think opportunity is the key word, and we will not do well without it. We can't allow the seasonal, whether it's again the flood and the drought, and the water challenges and the electricity challenges. We need tremendous attention to doing it in a clean environment for the right reasons. And this is why I think, you know, the time is, you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's a moment in time that people in your communities that are listening to you, again, they need help. They need solutions. They need ways
education.
For them.
Yeah, they need education.
What's the website?
What's the website about you and the company? What's the best place people to find out about it?
GoThinkPlus.com. GoThinkPlus.com. GoThinkPlus.com.
Okay. And they can find out about all of the different areas. How many states are you involved in, whether it's battery-wise or whatever? And does it make a difference if people can get involved on the business side, wherever the heck they are? But what states are you actively involved in? I know you're in Illinois.
So we're actively involved in, on the deregulated energy side, 13 states in the District of Columbia. We have our battery product, which is our newest offer that's available in two states, that's available in Texas and Illinois, soon to be available in more states by year end. But to your point, you can get involved with our business anywhere because you probably know people in those markets where you can help them, right? Because this is back to where the conversation began. Data centers and electricity load growth that's happening in our market is creating a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity where prices are going to go up, consumers are going to need solutions, and they're going to be looking to their friends, families, or anybody who is trusted to help them with a solution, and we have solutions.
Yes, and the area, again, in the middle that I've been talking about it for 45 years, give or take a few weeks,
in health and wellness in all particular areas. And of course, health and wellness is right smack in the middle of the air we breathe and the water we drink and the electricity that we use. All of these areas have become such big news in the world of podcasting and biohacking, lifestyle and functional medicine, all including, again, I call it the new medicine, which is number one, eat smarter. We could talk all day about it. Number two, keep moving. We could also talk all day about it. Number three, reduce stress. And again, we need a clean environment. And we need the principles of the sports doctor. Number one, awareness. Who am I talking to and what am I talking about? Number two is a big one, like we said today, education. And number three is action on these particular areas. Are you looking to expand the particular states that you're involved in, the 13 states? What are they?
So it's pretty much all across the Mid-Atlantic. It's Texas, and then it runs from Illinois across to New Jersey up to Maine. Pretty much most of those states we are active with product in. I love your 3 points because, you know, I think one of the big thing is it's in the news, so people are starting to get aware about it. And the next phase is education.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's going to be times 100. It's going to be times the attention, anxiety, chaos, as well as good vibes are going to explode in these particular areas because we're in the middle of it, of trying to deal with it, of coming up with answers about it, starting right smack with the affordability side of things and, you know, people needing to know about. And that's one of the challenges, I think, with Think Plus. It's very involved in a lot of different areas. Yet in English, it's about something that, you know, so simple. And again, the health and wellness area side of it is such a big deal, whether it's our children that we're concerned about. I'm very involved in the type 2 juvenile diabetes world. You know, 25 years ago, it was called adult onset diabetes until the explosion with our children. I've talked about childhood obesity for 35 years. It's all related. Again, if you can't pay the electric bill or let alone, you know, breathe clean air and be a champion of that, how is the relationship with the electricity world, the grid world, and these other kinds of worlds that you're interacting with, how's that cooperation going?
Well, I mean, I think when you think about kind of our products and services, right? All of them they deliver a few different benefits, right? So our battery product, it unlocks obviously savings and backup for the consumer, which in this market is incredibly important as the grid becomes less reliable and prices for power keep going up.
Having a bad, right? And you're talking about your company handling whatever the expenses of the battery. True?
Yep. That is true. The battery and the battery just
Is that a secret? Is that a secret, Michael?
No.
I know it's not.
Everybody understands. But to your connectivity question and then what that battery does.
Yes.
Is that battery is a responsive asset on the grid. So as power prices go up, as demand goes up, that battery responds to supply and demand signals, and it shifts the power consumption of that home to off-peak when there's more power on
now,
the grid.
Now, there's another major word, another big word I want to talk to you about when we come back after the commercial, and it's efficiency. We want to talk about, you know, enhancing the efficiency when you have people connected to the battery or the grid or these systems to try to increase the efficiency. So we'll be right back. We're talking to Michael Falquist, CEO, founder of Think Plus Energy. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. What if there was a single molecule that your body is missing that is responsible for your low energy, brain fog, high blood pressure, other issues, including sexual dysfunction? Well, this life-changing molecule is nitric oxide. Your body naturally produces this molecule, and as you age, your natural production declines. In fact, by age 40, you have less than 50% of what you had in your 20s. Dr. Nathan Bryan, who is a molecular scientist, spent more than 25 years in academia studying this critical molecule.
Brian Therapeutics has discovered why people lose the ability to naturally produce nitric oxide. His discoveries have led to the development of a nitric oxide-releasing lozenger, N101. This product releases nitric oxide, even if your body cannot produce it, and actually improves the body's ability to make it naturally. There is no other product quite like this in the world of nitric oxide. Go to www.nlo1.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Great dialogue here with the founder of Think Plus Energy, who we had on, I think it was at the end of January, Michael Falquist. Michael, I wanted to mention right before the break, again, the word efficiency, which, again, you know, the idea of these grids blowing up or having just too much of everything with all these new challenges. And talk a little bit about, again, between the battery culture and the ability of connecting these networks, the grid, can make a difference in the efficiency of the whole system, save money.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about demand increasing, because what AI and data centers is doing is they're rapidly increasing the demand side of the equation. And so what happens...
Are they doing it properly, is the question.
Yeah, I mean, leave aside whether they should be or not. Like, they're here to stay, right? Because AI and data centers
that's good
are
to hear. That's good to hear because your opinion counts.
Yeah, that's my belief, and I don't think there's anything you can change that. And so the question is,
but you can collaborate to help along the whole process.
Yeah, how do you find solutions for dealing with the rapid demand that's coming online every day as data centers get built, and that's going to continue to come online for the next, you know, 5 to 10 years as data centers continue to dominate these markets. And so there's a couple solutions. Like, one is obviously you build generation, but building generation takes time. It's, you know, both in terms of capital, in terms of it's very costly. It takes a lot of time in terms of permitting, right? That's a long-term process to build generation to meet that demand. And so you have to look for solutions that are near-term. And, you know, distributed batteries is absolutely one of them. And if you think about, you have a network of batteries that are installed in consumers' homes. The grid, you're effectively shifting when that home consumes power, right? So you're taking them out of that peak moment when the grid needs power most, because the battery is, you know, charging.
I thought that was a big point of talking with you and reading about what you do. Was as energy is used at certain parts of the day in English, with the ability of these batteries to be able to get energy when the time demand is less or being efficient, quote unquote, is a big, big deal. And I know that's been part of what you're really looking to accomplish. I think you get all sorts of cooperation in so many different areas. Once you get and continue to get these points across, and again, like you said, relationship building is a great way to do it.
Absolutely, because it's doing two things, right? Because the grid, the problem in the future is the peak moment in time, right? So there's a peak when the grid needs power the most, and so these batteries, what they're doing is when the grid needs power the most, the grid is.
Is that during the day, Michael? When is the bridge?
It depends on a whole bunch of characteristics, but the peak on a daily basis is typically between like 5 and 9 p.m., right, when people are home using power. But the actual peak on the grid is, you know, maybe at a different time. It just depends on weather and all these different factors as to when kind of that one peak time of the year
right.
is.
Right, time zones all over the world.
Yeah,
right?
there's a lot of factors. So, but I think what's interesting is, like, batteries do two things. They shift when a consumer uses, and typically in an off-peak time, the resources are on the grid are going to be the cleanest, right? Because you have it's typically when, you know, solar's providing
word.
Power to the grid,
the
wind's providing
it's
power
the
to the grid. When it's a peak moment, you typically have to bring up generation that, you know, is not good for the environment, right? Because it's peaker generation. And so by moving these customers to off-peak and having a distributed network of batteries, right, those batteries are reducing the peak, so you're eliminating the need for, you know, these super peak and generation assets that are
right,
in the environment.
And these blowouts that yep. we're seeing, especially when there are extreme, you can't be around for 5 minutes without there being some sort of weather nightmare somewhere in the world, let alone in the United States. And then you start thinking about, what about some sort of a backup? And again, the word efficiency, the ability to say, you know, we've got a system here that if we could really put it in place nationally, what a difference it could make in our protection. It's funny. It's like sports medicine. We want to do two things. Number one, we want to prevent problems, protection. Number two, we want to enhance performance when indicated. And we're talking yep. the same kind of challenge again in this tremendous industry the necessity of cooperation. And that's why I think the ability of Think Plus to be one of the leaders in that particular area. How many people are involved with your distributors?
Yeah, we're closing in on about 10,000 active people who are involved in the business.
Wow.
You know, there's, the number changes pretty frequently. We're growing pretty quickly. It's a great, it's a business where you are ultimately, you've got great products. So you're not selling.
You're your own boss.
You're educating.
Your own boss. Yes.
You're helping.
Yes. Today, one of the biggest things in life is the ability to create your own situation. Not that it's been easy, or it wasn't, but one of the great things about multi-level marketing was the fact that it really, really was your own, and you weren't working for anybody. And this was a tremendous attraction over the years. Of course, then it became a science and a skill, which is why, Charla and Kelly are involved with all their years of experience in the efficiencies of network marketing. But it's a tremendous way that, where people could be doing their own thing. I think it's a very, very big point. But they need to have what you said the first show you were on with me. You got to have the product.
Got to have the products.
You need that skincare product, right?
you need to have something that you're – because, again, most of these people aren't professional salespeople. They are people who – need to believe in a product so they can recommend it to their friends and family and can earn income by doing that. And yeah, so if you have great products.
You ought to connect with my first guest. Both of you have created tens of millions of dollars worth of business in the healthcare area, whatever things. I'll have to connect you guys, you know. But the ongoing, like we said, the chaos and the visibility of these challenges in electricity and power and these points, I don't know if it's ever been bigger, even in the health and wellness side.
No.
Every guest I have on, the sports doctor internationally, is involved in these same pressures. You know, whether it is, again, these ideas of lifestyle and lifestyle medicine and these ideas of incredible challenge of climate change.
I would say this: the opportunity right here in front of us, because everyone uses power. AI is not a Chicago thing. It's not a Texas thing. It is a country issue, and everybody uses power. So the opportunity for us and for our energy advisors involved in Think Plus, it's something I've never seen before. And what makes it just that much better is you're offering products that don't need to be sold. They need to be told. They need to be educated. You just need to help people. And if you help people, you're going to grow your business and be successful in a way in a market that I don't even think we've fully grasped how big this market is.
No, you haven't come close. And immigration,
no.
There's all these world forces. And again, the climate change, the individual one right here smack in the United States, again, with the fires and the droughts and all of these things. So we're going to keep an eye on what's going on with you guys. We really want to Say, give us quickly again the best website people can find everything about Think Plus.
Yeah, it's gothinkplus.com, gothinkplus.com. And you'll find everything from the opportunity to our full suite of products we offer. It's a great time to get involved because the fundamentals of the market and the need to help your friends and family is something I've never seen before in my career, in my life. And I don't think we'll see an opportunity this big again.
Without the word of chaos. Yes. Michael, thanks so much. I love chaos.
Hold
on, man. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors in, everybody. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Hey, everybody, we're back. The Sports Doctors In segment, one of our faves, where we preview some upcoming guests and we have a little Dr. Bob wisdom. We might get an email or two in. We've got a great show coming up next week. Two superstars in sports medicine. We got Dr. James Stockson, an internationally known chiropractic physician, inventor of a high-tech massage therapy unit. And one of massage therapy's champions, Michael Pasola, is back after all these years. He's worked with athletes in all sports, so it's going to be a great radio show. The following week, I'm keeping up my mayor of Naperville tradition, Mayor Scott Worley from Naperville, a great community, number one area in the country. People want to live, great sports programs, great wellness programs. And then one of my newest supporters and advertisers, Brian Therapeutics, Dr. Nathan Bryan, the whole world of nitric oxide. It's such a big deal. So we got some great stuff coming up. The Dr. Bob segment, I want to talk about what I've been talking about this week on different podcasts. I just taped something with that one's creator, co-creator, C-Rock, Michael Sciarocco, and we were talking about R&R, rest and recovery. So that my Dr. Bob wisdom, whether you are a superstar, whether you're a grandma, whether you are a sports parent, whether you are a weekend athlete, we want to include the attention to rest and recovery. It's still a big challenge, although I think we've come a long way, baby. We really, really have. I've been talking about it like 35 years, give or take a little bit. Although if I talk to physical experts at this point in time, health and wellness experts, overall, how we do, and they all roll their eyes. We definitely have a challenge, and being fit, being active, the new medicine is a big part of it. Number one, eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. Number three, reduce stress. And the importance on this physical side, and whatever level, whether it's your son or daughter, or you, or your parents, rest and recovery. Learn about it, pay attention. Like my guest next, chiropractic care, hands-on, massage therapy, always helpful. Mike McAleese, who is the owner of Somar Massage in Downers Grove, Illinois, he's been on who knows how many times, and has talked about the science now showing how massage therapy has made a difference. And again, Dr. Stockson has invented probably a state-of-the-art massage therapy unit. When I met Bob Guida, and there's a book coming out, which is Stories That Will Outlive Us, Lou Vickery, the pitch to the Yankees. Whitey Ford was his pitching coach. He's written 25 books in so many areas. And he's put together a collection of stories. One of them is how I met Bob Guida and how he was so involved in the world of high performance and balance training and the importance of even what he called vibrational medicine. He used a chiropractic G5 machine to really be able to pinpoint, if necessary, or surround deep massage, therapeutic massage, when doctors didn't know what it meant. So rest and recovery, making sure you're paying attention. Take some time during the day. Again, if you're a meditator, you're smart. It really, really can help. It's easy to do. Or again, you just need to take time, intelligent rest. Don't try to push through injuries or problems. Terrible twos, too much, too soon, too aggressive. So pay attention to your own body or your own kids. Be a good listener. How you doing? Are you hurting? Are you having fun with what you're doing? Are you living on anti-inflammatory medicine? Oh my gosh, I'm going to run out of story. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to our friends at That One, our friends at BBS Radio. See ya, Sports Doctor.